President and Mrs. Bush travel to London next week for a two-day state visit, a visit that's expected to bring out tens of thousands of Britons protesting the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. In a speech yesterday, Prime Minister Tony Blair called Britain's relationship with the United States vital to both countries. He also said the protesters should recognize the Iraqi people are better off without Saddam Hussein. He urged his countrymen to support efforts to restore stability to Iraq. NPR's Guy Raz reports from London.
The more the British public expresses doubts over the Prime Minister's relationship with the Bush administration, the more Tony Blair seems to harden his position. His speech to the Lord Mayor's annual banquet is traditionally a time for the Prime Minister to set out his foreign policy agenda for the coming year. But Blair decided to return to a long-standing tenet of his international vision, Britain as the bridge between the United States and Europe.
I want to reaffirm the twin pillars on which rest Britain's place in the world today: our alliance with America, our membership of the European Union. Both are necessary. Both complement each other. Take either away, and I believe passionately Britain is weaker for it.
A poll released hours before the Prime Minister's speech showed that nearly 60% of British voters disapprove of Blair's close alliance with the White House. Already, anti-war groups are planning to mount mass demonstrations to protest President Bush's upcoming state visit. Last night, Blair acknowledged the uncomfortable possibility that anti-war activists will disrupt the trip.
In 8 days' time, President Bush makes his state visit to the United Kingdom. For many, the script of this visit has already been written. There will be demonstrations. His friends wonder at the timing. His enemies rub their hands at what they see as the potential embarrassment.
Blair told the gathering he believed it was the right time for Mr. Bush to come to London.
I say to those who will protest when President Bush comes, protest if you will. That is your democratic right. Attack the decision to go to war, though have the integrity to realize that without it, these Iraqis now tasting freedom would still be under the lash of Saddam, his sons, and their henchmen.
Public opinion continues to dog the Prime Minister. More Britons oppose the country's presence in Iraq than support it. It's a division that continues to split Blair's own Labour Party. Last night, the Prime Minister said success in Iraq will influence international policy for decades.
What is happening now is very simple. It is the battle of seminal importance for the early 21st century. It will define relations between the Muslim world and the West. It will influence profoundly the development of Arab states in the Middle East. It will have far-reaching implications for the future conduct of American and Western policy.
Blair ended his speech with a pointed message to those who criticize his foreign policy agenda. The hardest thing in politics, he said, is to keep clarity of vision when all around the clatter of political intrigue swirls, unnerving your courage. But remove that intrigue, Blair added, and the vision is indeed clear and sharp. Europe and America together, he said. Britain in the thick of it. Guy Raz, NPR News, London.